Think what worlds are in commerce with reason. How wide is this ocean of reason?
This word reason is Apple. Now he's talking about Apple itself, means intelligence by word. There is no other word for that. Apple, of course, for me is the binding, because of Eval, because of binding different ideas together to come to another conclusion. Here we say, oh, how fantastic different universes exist in this wishing for intelligence. Soudaya. And this wishing for Apple, again, has triple meaning. Because Soudaya Apple is wishing for intelligence, and it is what? Souda. Soudal, Safra, Balgam, there are four different parts that will make a human being at the time of Rumi. We have four different essence that they mix together.
Elements.
Yeah, those four elements. One is Soudal. Then there is something else to Soudal. What is there?
Blackness.
Savat. Soda. This black and white that you see in here comes from everything is in that intelligence. How vast and different this universe of intelligence is. It's like an ocean so wide, so big, and
in this sweet ocean, our forms are moving fast, like cups on the surface of water, until they become full, like bowls on the top of the sea. When the bowl is filled, it sinks therein. Reason is hidden, and the world is visible. Our forms are the waves or a spray of it.
You see, he's explaining how he sees the human being and intelligence. Hold that together. Said, okay, I was talking about intelligence. Intelligence is the trick that the rabbit is learning. Intelligence is what will give you superpower. You will, you could fight the physical power with intelligence. Ah, this intelligence is like a big ocean. And our pictures, or our faces is like some parts floating on this ocean. At the same time, surat is the things that I imagine, my imagination, a tasawwur, that our imagination is floating on the existence of this ocean of knowledge. When this little stuff is full of itself and air, it flows. But when it is full of the water, it will sink down. Look at it this way, that intelligence is invisible, the rest is visible, right? But look at it, that invisible is at work really. This form is an ever-changing stuff. For example, our image or our imagination, our tasawwur or our surat is like a wave of this ocean, our existence. Let's talk about intelligence. How about that? Or let's talk intelligently. What is this intelligence? This intelligence is an ocean that is running. Like a river is going on and on. We are in a part of it. Of course we are intelligence and we are using intelligence, but this is one wave of intelligence. It appears that we are the intelligent one, because now we are looking at it. Intelligence is an ocean which is floating. picture, our imagination, our existence is a little wave in that one. Our imagination will make the tools, instruments for keeping float. Guess what? Whatever tools our imagination is making, the ocean will push it out.
Whatsoever the form makes a means of approach to it, by that means the ocean casts it far away.
Means you are floating in the ocean, then to be comfortable, you will make a boat. What the ocean does? The ocean doesn't touch you anymore. You're out. Out of the ocean. You're in the boat. Out of the ocean. You're not in touch with the ocean anymore. Ocean will get rid of you when you depend on your tools. In the ocean of existence will reject you or should reject you when you are thinking about some tools, some next step of division and doing something about it. You are a part of it. Unity is something that you should think of, not increasing that separation, because the tools will push you further apart from the meaning of you, because you believe in them. Look at the intelligence itself. What is intelligence? Let's say I'm an alien, I just arrived on your silly planet. What is intelligence? What is intelligence? How do you describe intelligence? Intelligence is a tool that the animal uses to prolong his miserable life. That's what I see. I'm an alien. Sorry, I have no compassion for you at all. But am I correct or not? Intelligence is a tool that you use to do something, right? And you know why you are far from the spirituality? Because you fell in love with this instrument, and this instrument is taking you away from you. Because you believe more in this than yourself. Aren't you? Which one of you believes more in the heart and less in intelligence? You always try to act intelligently, to increase your intelligence, because you believe in intelligence, and nobody has ever explained to me how come that a tool that you have, which is not working much better than the same tool all the animals have. How come that tool is more important than you and your heart and we all together? Because that intelligence works only for you. When I say intelligence, you refer to your own intelligence, the one that started with separation, the one which start to say me, capital I. That's what it is. I said, listen, this is a tool. Oh, I was talking about Apple. Oh, what a wonderful Apple is. What a fantastic game it is playing with us. How vast this intelligence is. And at the same time, in this ocean of knowledge, more you depend on the tool, further you will be pushed apart by this ocean. Because you're not a part of it anymore. You increase your intelligence, you will make your personality stronger. That's the best part of the division. My personality. What is that personality? That illusion of me being big, big, big. Yes?
So long as the heart does not see the giver of conscience, so long as the arrow does not see the far-shooting archer.
These so longs are the continuum of the ocean will do this. the ocean, if you believe in intelligence, not in the heart, the ocean will push you further apart in a way that suddenly you will not see the heart, which is the keeper of the secret and could give you the secret. The secret is in your heart, isn't it? But further you go with the intelligence, the more you go with intelligence, further apart you will be pushed from the heart, which is the giver of the secret. The one which hasn't started with you. There is something that started before, something through an arch, and the arrow is flying. The arrow is coming from somewhere. You don't care. You're in this moment only. More you hang on this you and your intelligence, you will be further apart of this flight. Yes?